Our guest of the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk to you about your program, A Matter of Balance, which has to do with preventing falls for older people. But first, I want to ask you about another program that's coming up in the near future on the timeline. And this is something I don't think you've done this before, called Chronic Disease Self-Management.
Yes. And so this is both of these programs are through the Area Agency on Aging. They're both amazing programs developed. This one in particular was developed by Stanford University. And it helps individuals with chronic diseases manage them themselves. They learn to rely on their own understanding of what's going on and handling it themselves rather than relying on someone else. And so it kind of gives them a little bit more empowerment to handle these illnesses head on and not be so confined or restricted to what their mm-hmm. activities are. And so it helps them understand there are certain activities that help them work through pain or help them actually understand conversations with their doctor. So it's a 6 weeks program, starts on September 9th, but it helps the individuals and the caretakers. So it's open to both individuals and caretakers. Helps them. It's kind of a self-empowering program so that they can take on their illness head on and not rely on someone else.
So this is a disease or an illness that is going to be an ongoing thing. It's not likely to go away soon.
Correct. And a lot of times, it can be just back pain or as we age, our bodies start to feel more aches and pains and we start to get more illnesses, like diabetes can be one that's considered. Yeah. And so there's a wide range of illnesses that can actually fall under this chronic disease umbrella that this program addresses.
Mm-hmm. So it'll help with exercise and communication techniques, and that may fall under the category of, as you say, communicating with the doctor and understanding what you're getting from the doctor. Nutrition is mentioned.
Yes, and one of the things that it does also is it kind of sets them up to understand how to set a goal and actually meet it. So each week they're setting themselves a small goal and they come back to see if they've met it, and it teaches them kind of in the long term of how they can look at something in the future and know that they can actually get there. And nutrition is part of it. If they're looking to have a healthier diet, because oftentimes our diet impacts these illnesses that we have. And if you can get your diet on the right track, it can help some of these, especially, diabetes is one that we've mentioned before, but a lot of illnesses are kind of impacted by our diet and mm-hmm. nutrition.
This mentions dealing with frustration, and I can imagine that's...
Right, yeah, and that comes from both the person suffering with the illness and the caretaker. Both of them have their different illness, and then they're different. So they share this common issue, but they may have different frustrations coming from it.
Okay, so this, again, is starting Monday, September 9th, and it continues through Monday. It's on Monday.
It's on Mondays,
every week for 6 weeks through October 14th, and you're having that at the AgriLife office downtown Greenville?
Yes, sir.
Good. So that is the Chronic Disease Self-Management program starting September 9th. And we're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Not long ago, you had a program called A Matter of Balance at the Commerce Public Library. And now you're going to have this again starting Thursday, September 26th and going through Thursday, November 14th at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center in Greenville.
Yes. So this is our second session of this one. The first session went really well. We had a pretty good turnout here at the Commerce Library. So we're going to try one in Greenville. This is a great program. It actually helps people that are maybe even aging or will be aging in the future. It's geared towards people 65 and older.
Covers everybody.
I had someone tell me that was not the proper term, that I needed to be using advanced birthdays. And so, but it's a great program. The exercises that we do in that program kind of help people. It builds strength and it improves flexibility. But then it also, if you're going to fall, the exercises are geared towards having your muscle memory so that your leg steps out and tries to catch you, or you have your feet work a little bit better together so that if you do get into a situation where you lose your balance, the likelihood of you being able to stop the fall or prevent major injuries is improved.
Mm-hmm. Teaches the folks who participate how to make changes to reduce the fall risk at home.
Yes. And so there are a lot of things that we can do within our daily lives that actually would lessen our likelihood of falling. Arranging furniture in a certain way. If there's something that you're constantly running into at your house, maybe rearrange it so that you're not doing that. Or animals. Animals are a huge issue. If you have a little dog or a little cat, sometimes a big dog, they may be prone to knocking you over or getting under your feet. And so just being aware of your surroundings. So this actually helps teach the participants things that they can do to help lessen these injuries.
What came out of your Commerce series of programs maybe that surprised you or was eye-opening?
Really, the majority of people just said that they were aware now of things that they could do and were kind of more, knowing that if I fall, I can get up. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to stop me from continuing to do. And they, it was being aware of their surroundings and knowing, kind of an empowerment of knowing what to do if they did fall. And so it was a, I think most of them left there feeling a little bit more sure of themselves.
Yeah.
And so.
And it says to view falls as controllable, something that it's not beyond your ability to.
Right.
To control.
And so, yes, everyone, you know, we associate falling with aging. And as we get older, we you know, and injuries, because a lot of injuries that come from a fall lead to long-term injuries.
That's right.
And so we don't have to do that. You can, there are things that are in your control that you can change or that you can address so that it's not necessarily has to be a direct association with aging.
Okay, that's starting again Thursday, September 26th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center. We're almost out of time. But something that came out sort of this program in Commerce was the idea of an exercise, a county exercise program, and you're doing a survey on
that. Yes, so on our Facebook page, there's a survey that individuals can fill out to let us know if they are interested in a community, either yoga or seated flexibility strengthening class, where they would be interested in meeting times, and if they would actually be interested in showing up. Because a lot of people have interest in doing something like this, but not necessarily showing up for it, which, so, we need both parts.
We got to get some buy-in there. All right, Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.